Here we go. Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. It's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and here is my friend, the Jenna Andrews, Female Songwriter of the Year for Song of the Year.
Yay! Hi!
How are you?
Good, how are you?
It's so great to have you in the office.
Always great to be here.
I think you are amazing. I wanted to just help you celebrate your wins this year. Aww. So you just won a huge award for which song?
For Butter. BTS. Yeah.
Amazing. So many fangirls across the world.
Oh my God.
Love that song. Love that group.
Aw, thank you.
What are your top tips for people trying to manifest a success journey? Because you're all about manifesting.
Jenna
on her nails today has designs that talk about her manifesting. Every time you do your nails, you do that.
Yeah, I love doing that because I feel like when you look at it, it reminds you of like wanting to put something in the universe. So like if I want a song to work, I'll put the title on my nails, and then it just, every day I look at it, I'm like, oh, this is like, it's good to put that in the universe. And it just sort of like, you know, I think that's like anything that you keep putting in your mind, and like it just kind of happens, you know.
So it's so true. You do look at your hands all day, every
I know
day.
That's what I'm saying.
And when you're typing and every little, it's almost like the subconscious.
Exactly. It's and that's willing what manifesting it. is yeah. The subconscious mind working,
willing it into existence.
Exactly. Yeah,
there's not enough female songwriters in the music industry.
No, there's not. But it's definitely getting better, and I think we're changing that, so that's a great thing.
How do we change it?
I mean, I think we just have to be, you know, there has to be more women paving the way, you know? So
it's a difficult arena to break into, I would think, though.
I mean, I think it's something that it's, you know, it's all about hustling and not giving up, you know? That's the hardest part. I think people just
give up.
And it's not to say that, you know, I understand why people do give up because the real life comes into play. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it pays off to just keep going. Even if you have to work 2 other jobs or whatever, it's like you still just have to find a way to, you know, if it's something you love.
People don't realize you have to have 100 people tell you no before the right one says yes.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
Changes.
Exactly.
Everything changes. The BTS was like amazing. How did you get introduced to them?
I vocal produced Dynamite. So that was, and they were asking me to work with TXT at the time too. And then I basically like ended up, you know, that was, they just, you know, I became really close to them, and then it just sort of happened from there.
That's an interesting connections, connectivity in the universe.
I know.
It's a thing.
That's all I believe in. So I love that. Yeah.
I met you years ago because I met some of the Cyruses, and then somehow.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah. I think you're doing amazing things. I particularly love how you support young girls who were learning to be songwriters.
I love that because I think it's really important to, you know, help them with things that I didn't necessarily know, or I didn't have a, you know, an older sister helping me to sort of pave the way. So I think it's important to be that, like, female to younger females that are trying to navigate this industry, you know.
For sure. Do you work more in the mornings or at night? Are you late night, Al?
Probably more late nights, yeah. I'm actually going to a session now that I'm about to go to, so.
And then what's your creative process? Like, how do you jam and get a song out of your brain?
it's just really like a subconscious thing. Sometimes it's just something you're going through that just comes out naturally, and you just, it's almost like it's just given to you. It's cool.
You gotta have all your frequencies open and all the wavelengths.
Exactly.
And then it just shows up.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course.
So proud of you. Aww. And seeing your success makes me smile.
Oh, thank you so much. I love coming here. You guys are the best.
Well, 2022 is going to be all good things.
Let's go. I'm ready.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to check out Jenna. Jenna, where can they find you?
The Jenna Andrews, all my social.
The Larry David, her dog.
Oh, Miss Larry David.
Miss Larry David and the Jenna Andrews.
Yeah.
Check them out and listen for her new music coming.
Yes,
and BTS Butter.
Let's go.
Congrats for Song of the Year.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Stay beautiful.